Hey, podcast listener. Are you working so hard you wonder if the money is even worth it? If you're like most CPAs I work with, you have way too much to do, you feel relentless deadline pressure, and worst of all, you feel torn between serving clients and being with family. What if I told you you could work a 40-hour week without losing a dime? I know it sounds impossible, but my Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is designed for CPAs just like you who want to get their lives back. Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is launching soon. In it, you'll learn how to start getting your time back week by week, make your workload manageable while still bringing in plenty of revenue, what to put in your packages and how to price them, and so much more. Don't leave your future to chance. CPA Mastermind will get you on the sane, profitable path you've been searching for. With unlimited coaching, your success is guaranteed. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help overworked CPAs go down to 40 hours, then down to 25 hours without giving up revenue. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, we're talking about what to put in the fix section of your website. If you do this well, the flow of your website copy will make sense. And if you don't do this well, there's an opportunity cost of not attracting the kinds of clients you want to be working with, doing the kind of work you enjoy at prices you enjoy. In previous episodes, I covered the pain and the dream and the header. Those episodes are numbers 282, 277, and 275. So go back and listen to those episodes if you haven't already, to fill in some pieces of the picture. Briefly, in those episodes, I talked about grabbing your ideal buyer's attention with a compelling header section that tells them they're in the right place by having come to your website. Then you lead into the pains section that describes the struggles or the challenges they're currently experiencing, followed by the dreams section, which shares what they want instead of what they have. It's the before and after. The before the person lost weight and after the person lost weight images. It's the here was our dark and tiny kitchen before the remodel. Here's our bright and spacious kitchen with a granite countertop after the remodel. With the pain and the dream section, you're painting a picture of the before and after of working with you. Once you've done that, once you've successfully opened up the file folder in their mind, once you've opened up the idea that your reader could go from A to B by working with you, then the question floating in their mind is, but how? How does that work? What's included? How much does it cost? Those are the questions that naturally form when you build the tension between the pain your buyer experiences and the dream you can help them have. They want the dream, they want it. They want to know how. So this is where you put your packages, your services, your offer. But you only provide a high-level, simple version of your packages. I don't recommend dumping a ton of detail onto this section of the page. The detail can go on your services page. This is the home page. So keep it high-level because your buyer is scanning and you want to give them enough information so they think, yes, this sounds good. This sounds like what I need. I'm still looking around to see if it all makes sense. And in a moment, I'll decide what I need to do next. So don't give them so much information where they glaze over and close the tab. Provide simple, clear, short answers to the questions. How does it work? Which might be something like, once we get you onboarded, we'll meet monthly to talk about your financials and help you make clear business decisions that align with your strategy and your goals. You'll also have email access for communication throughout the month, or whatever it is for you. Super simple. You answer what's included. It might be monthly bookkeeping, 12-month cash flow forecast, payroll, prep and file return. You can include the key components, but again, this is your homepage, not your services page, so keep it simple and high level. You want to answer enough questions while still maintaining enough curiosity to keep them moving. Because you either want them to click through to your services page for more information and more detail, or take the primary call to action, which might be set up a discovery call or fill out this form that pre-qualifies you before we have a discovery call. The fix section isn't the place to dump an entire buffet of options. You can go into more detail on the services page. Now, when it comes to price, I'm in favor of including how much it costs. Without putting any prices at all on your website, your prospect is likely to conclude that you're either too cheap or too expensive. And it might not be worth it to them to have a free discovery call that burns 30 minutes of their time to confirm their hunch so they close the tab. When you give your buyers a starting at price or a range of prices or specific prices, it increases transparency, it increases trust, it reduces time wasted in discovery calls with not good fit prospects, and it puts an end to that moment when you're in a discovery call and you can feel the conversation shifting to pricing, and you're thinking, wow, this is going really well. I hope they're okay with the price. I really like this prospect. They'd be great to work with. And you can feel yourself starting to avoid bridging to the money part of the conversation by asking questions you know you don't need to be asking. It puts an end to all that when you put your prices on your website. Your buyer has a sense of your prices before they enter the discovery conversation, so that is out of the way for both of you. I'm a fan of putting prices on websites. It's easier for you and it's easier for your prospect. Now, if you're listing, say, three levels of monthly ongoing services, each one would fix the pain to varying degrees, and each would be valued and priced accordingly. So, in your fix section, this is where you get to put how you help your clients. You probably already have this either written or in your head because it's what you do. Most CPAs' websites I look at, the fix is the entire page. So now the trick is to condense and simplify it and move it down so it's after the pain and the dream. And once you've done that, suddenly your packages, your services, your offer has a place to sit that makes much more sense to your ideal buyer's mind as they move down the page. So those prompts again are, how does that work? What's included? And how much does it cost? When you nail the pain, dream, fix format on your website, it becomes clearer to you the value you provide and where your services fit inside the context of your client's life and business. And it becomes clearer to your buyers the value you provide, which of course is better for your clients, it's better for your accounting practice, it's better for you and your life on your one trip through space. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you next week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Go to geraldinecarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there.